From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When Stephen Hershey moved to New York to be an actor, he didn't know that his first starring role would be as a 7-foot-tall reptile. Hershey wears a high-tech Tyrannosaurus Rex costume to promote the touring arena show Walking with Dinosaurs. Reporter Joel Rose has the latest installment in our series, You Do What?
Several times a day, Stephen Hershey climbs into a 100-pound dinosaur costume.
This is the backpack, and this is where the straps, this is what straps me in.
Baby T, as he's affectionately known, is covered in a latex and spandex skin that looks remarkably convincing. The human legs sticking out of the bottom are just about the only reminder that this is a man in a suit.
You say, okay, hi, my name's Steve, I'm not... really a dinosaur, I'm just going to pretend it doesn't matter.
Not to a room full of 10 and 11-year-olds at the Maritime Academy Charter School in Philadelphia, one of Baby T's handlers warms up the crowd.
What kind of a dinosaur was the Tyrannosaurus Rex? Was it a carnivore or an herbivore?
Carnivore,
which means it ate
meat.
And we are? Okay.
Then Hershey makes his entrance, and the kids go completely nuts. Baby T blinks and moves like a real animal. Even adults instinctively get out of his way. Brenda Robinson works in human resources at the school.
I'm thinking I'm being calm, but as it got closer, I moved over myself. I got scared myself.
For Stephen Hershey, this is just another day at the office. 2 years ago, Hershey was a struggling young actor in New York when he auditioned for Walking with Dinosaurs.
The first time I got in the suit, all I was worrying about was standing up. They're asking me to blink. I can barely focus on just moving, just standing up. But after a few months of that, and when the movement becomes second nature, then you can focus on the finer points of the characterization.
Hershey couldn't study any real dinosaurs, obviously, so he drew his inspiration from another large animal.
I base a lot of the characterization off of my dog. My parents have this huge bull mastiff. This is like a 200-pound dog. And, whenever I come home, it's always get its face is in your lap and just, it's like a big baby, like a big, big animal.
In the year and a half since he took the job at Walking with Dinosaurs, Hershey has appeared on morning TV talk shows and thrown out the first pitch at baseball games. Today, he's promoting the show outside a big office building in downtown Philadelphia.
Did you get smacked again? Watch out!
What did you think of him? Was he convincing?
The guy was really realistic. Yeah, the way he moved, the body of the thing was kind of up and down. It was crazy. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Guy, it was a dinosaur. Are you kidding?
Eventually, Stephen Hershey would like to start acting again without the suit, but he still gets a kick out of the reaction Baby T provokes.
There's a little bit of fear, but it's not like a scared for my life type of fear. It's like that moment of... I've never seen anything like this before, which is really cool, too, to be a part of.
Hershey says that moment never gets old, no matter how many times he straps on the suit. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.